Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 29, Rustenburg 30 graden.
First crashes of the RV, I'm afraid. There's a crash before the N1 Brockfontein interchange and a crash on the M2 East at Joe Slovo Drive.
President Ramaphosa het herbevestig dat Suid-Afrika se buitelandse beleid altyd gevorm sal word deur onder meer nasionale belang. In sy weeklikse nuusbrief het die president beklemtoon dat die land se vooruitsigte geanker is in vrede, geregtigheid en nasionale belang. Die president het ook besin oor Suid-Afrika se deelname aan die 9de Tokyo internasionale konferensie oor Afrika ontwikkeling in Japan verlede week. Anastasie Mogobo berig.
Ramaphosa described the conference as a key forum for strengthening trade and investment between Japan and Africa. He says Japan remains an important trading partner in construction, manufacturing, technology and agriculture. On the sidelines of the summit, business representatives from both countries explored opportunities in renewable energy, automotive components and hydrogen production. Anastasie Mogobo, for Jacaranda FM News.
Nou vir vandag se groot hofnuus, die moordsaak teen 'n man wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hy sy ex-meisie in Mobani by Tamaskraal vermoor het, is tot volgende Vrydag uitgestel vir 'n formele borgtog aansoek. Die 26-jarige het vandag in die Tembalandroshof verskyn.
The accused appeared in the dock before a packed courtroom for the first time since he was arrested last Friday. He allegedly stabbed to death his ex-girlfriend and confessed to her murder in a video posted on social media, which has since went viral. The body of 20-year-old Kaugelo Marota was found lying next to a tavern with multiple stab wounds last Thursday. The accused is also charged with attempted murder after he allegedly stabbed his current girlfriend. Clef Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die vakbond NUMSA het vir die voertuigsektore loonooreenkoms vir die volgende 3 jaar onderteken wat bo inflasie is. In die eerste jaar ontvang werkers 'n loonverhoging van 6% en in die tweede jaar 'n loonverhoging van 5%. NUMSA woordvoerder Pakamila Hlubi Majola.
Not only did we secure above inflation increases, but we also secured primary healthcare benefits for the first time for garage workers in the sector. This is the very first time that such a benefit has been negotiated, and we are pleased that this round of negotiations has ensured that the foundation has been laid for the lowest paid workers to receive access to quality private health care.
'N aantal Suid-Afrikaanse vroue gebruik dobbelary om hul inkomste aan te vul. Dis onthul in die 2025 Old Mutual Spa en Beleggingsmonitor. Die opname het bevind dat 46% van werkende vroue aan dobbelary deelneem met 52% wat dit doen vir ekstra inkomste. Hier is Old Mutual se Vuyokazi Madube.
We've seen over the years this has been consistent. A lot of people are worried about debt. 53%, more than half, say I'm very worried about my debt levels. Gambling itself has also now become an income stream for a lot of women. 34% gamble frequently in the hope to either cover debt or cover expenses.
Augustus is Nasionale Vroue Maand. En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. Minstens 20 mense is dood in Israëlse lugaanvalle op 'n hospitaal in die suide van Gaza. Die Hamas-beheerde ministerie van gesondheid het in 'n sosiale media plasing gesê daar was 2 aanvalle. Palestynse gesondheidsbeampte sê ook een van die joernaliste het vir die nuusagentskap Reuters gewerk. Ek is Shanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 3 uur.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that we're redeveloping our relations with Japan. We've always had very good relations, but of course that country has had the declining birth rate for so many years now, and they have already been ringing the alarm bell about the fact that, well, there's only going to be old people soon. Another country announced their findings this past Friday, and I'm rather surprised to tell you that Britain, the average age by the year 2035, it's got a lot higher. There will be 40% of that country's adult population.